And praise the Lord. His presence is already here. When Pastor Bob and Pastor Jim was leading the communion, it's also the impression the Holy Spirit gave it to me that he wants to bring healing to you. Maybe it's a body health, but he wants to bring fullness of healing to your life. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's a relationship issue. And maybe it's your thinking. Maybe it's something you hold on to. And maybe you have a broken heart. And this morning just brings me the message that the topic I want to talk about today is fear and faith. And who likes the fear? Oh, nobody raised their hands. Who likes faith? Everybody raised hands. Cool. I like too. Fear and faith. And this is really a contrast of two different concepts. And we're going to read through Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41. Maybe many of you have so familiar with this passage. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Who are the they here? Who are they? The disciples, yes. But it's kind of interesting, and let me point out real quick. Jesus says, "Let us go over to the other side." But in verse 36, right away, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Do you think that's interesting? Okay, we can talk about that a little later. Just as he was in the boat, there were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up. I think that's storm, right? And the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciple, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Shall we pray? Oh, did I finish? They were terrified. I was terrified. They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Yeah, shall we pray? Jesus, you are the Lord of all. And help us to know you better this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So fear and faith. This is a common thing, I should say, happening probably every day of our lives. Every moment probably we have fear and we are facing the faith issue. Here, the disciples were on the boat on the Sea of Galilee. You know how big and how wide is the Lake of Galilee? The Sea of Galilee, as we see on the map, is the long, a little long, and some people say it's like a teardrop, okay? Teardrop over there. So it is 20 kilometers long, okay, south and north. 20 kilometers long, 11 kilometers wide. So it's 11 kilometers, it's about from Stiftstown Highway to YVR Airport. So when you see the white, it's from Stevenson Highway. It's about Pastor Jim's place to YVR Airport. All right? Is that big? Big? Yeah. So the length is from Stevenson Highway to Granville Island. So you can imagine this lake. It's quite a large lake. But in another sense, it's not huge. It's not very huge. It's probably even smaller than any of the lake in Vancouver, right? So here happens on the lake. The disciple brought Jesus along on the boat to across the lake. And what happened? The sudden storm. The storm came. Yeah, thank you. You know, the storm is unexpected, unbearable, and frightened this fisherman. You know, Jesus' disciple, at least seven of Jesus' disciples were fishermen. What did the fishermen do? Catching fish, right? So, Stephen, don't ask this question. So they were on the boat, and they were familiar with the climates, the weather, and the lake, and the way to sail the boat. They're so familiar with that. So that's why the verses say they took Jesus along, because Jesus was a carpenter. The carpenter doesn't know the water, right? So the fishermen, disciple, they knew the water, they knew the way, they knew the direction, they knew everything. So they took Jesus along. They feel very comfortable, and they feel very confident of what they do every day. They grew in this area, in the area of Sea of Galilee. So they're so familiar with the area. And Jesus grew up in the city called Nazareth. Nazareth is about 20 miles from Sea of Galilee. So supposedly, those fishermen were more familiar with the lake and how lake turns. So the lake, Sea of Galilee, has been famous for the trade and the business and fishing. And last things is famous for the storm. Sometimes the lake has a storm. Why? Because the special environment in this Sea of Galilee, there's a mountain around the Sea of Galilee. So sometimes the wind will come from the mountain to the lake. So it will create a lot of waves. But this time is different. How different? The wave is too huge. It's huge enough that the fishermen were frightened. Frightened. So they won't expect this huge storm. And their life is in danger. They are so afraid. So they have fear. So next slide, please. So here comes to my first point. Jesus tried to challenge the disciples. You know, Jesus said in Mark, we just read, 4:40. He says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And in a similar portion of scripture in another gospel book, Matthew 8:26, Jesus said to the disciple, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" And the last one, Luke 8:25, he says, "Where is your faith?" When the disciples were in fear, when they are so afraid, and the faith is suddenly gone, like that. Have we experienced that? Right? when I take the airplane to China and also to Taiwan, and sometimes the airplane has the waves, right? Do you like the airplane has the waves? A little bit is okay. A little bit is okay, but don't shake too much, right? Especially just when we go, when we take the airplane back to Taiwan and we have to go, we not go straight through the Pacific Ocean, right? I mean, you all know it. We go through Russia and all the way down from China, from northeast part of China, all the way down to Taiwan. And sometimes the wave is a little bit, right? But sometimes the wave is too big. You know, the whole airplane is going to, you know, take apart or something, you know. So, you know, that's the time I feel so afraid, you know. So when I feel so afraid, sometimes I sing a song. And, you know, if the Lord is on my boat, I'm so not afraid, right? Have you seen that song? So if Jesus is on my boat, I will not be afraid. So sometimes I have to focus my mind out of fear to faith. Yeah, but it's not easy. Whenever my mind falls into fear, my faith is just fly away. Do we like fear? Of course, yes. Of course not. Why does human being have fear? Well, we don't like fear, right? Okay. Fear and faith. One more, please. Fear, right? And then, and faith come up. Yes, I like that. I like that faith. I don't like fear. Okay, one more, please. And fear is gone. Okay, good. Fear is human beings' natural ability in our daily lives. We may say fear is a gift from God, because if we don't have a fear, it's going to be a trouble. Because when we see a bee, when we see a mosquito, when I was in China with Jeff, we were in hotel. You know, China, the gift and the countryside of China, there's a lot of mosquitoes. So we have fear. Both Jeff and I, we have a fear. Fear of mosquitoes. So we have our mosquito what? Net. I don't see any mosquito net in Canada. Here, probably it's too cold, right? So we have fear. We are afraid of mosquito. So that's why we had the net protect us. Protect us from mosquito. So fear sometimes is a good thing because it protects us. So everybody said fear is a gift. Everybody say it. Say to your neighbor, fear is a gift. So are you awake? Okay, fear is a gift. Okay. All right, here comes to my second point. Jesus tried to enlighten the disciples. Okay, I believe Jesus purposely bring the disciple in the real life experience to show them how much faith they have. You know, we like comfort zone. We like comfort zone. In English words, we have a word called complacency. Do we like complacency? Yes, we like complacency. We like stay where we are. We like to think who we are, and we, like me, I used to stay in, you know, in the translation room, and Pastor Jim say, "You are, come on, come on out." So we all have a comfort zone. We all have a place that we feel so comfortable. But Jesus loves us so much to let us stay in where we are. Sometimes he challenges us. So, hey, Stephen, come on. I love you, so I might not want you to stay where you are. Come on, move. Come on, go. Come on, go to other places. Come on, see other people. Come on, talk to other people. When it's interesting, sometimes when we move to another place, we feel happy. But before we move, we feel too comfortable and we don't want to move. But after we move, we feel great. Do you agree? So Jesus trying to enlighten the disciple where they are. Then Jesus not trying to hurt the disciples or trying to make them afraid. Just make you afraid. I don't think that's Jesus' purpose. Jesus want to bring them. What did Jesus do at that time when the storm came? What did Jesus do? He fell into sleep. Where are you? He fell into sleep. What kind of Lord you are? And we are in danger. And you are in sleep. It doesn't make sense. I'm so afraid. And you are in sleep. What did Jesus do? What happened to you? Oh, the storm. Yeah, let me do it. And he calmed the storm right away. Amen? He's not trying to make us be afraid. He's not trying to make us feel, oh, storm come. We feel afraid. But he's trying to help us to see we are human beings. We are afraid. We need Jesus. When we are in fear, that we need him. So Jesus was trying to enlighten the disciples who they are and what their heart is, what kind of circumstances the disciples were at that time. So a lot of time, the words here, disciples were aware of their lack of faith. And awareness leads to what? Humbleness. Awareness leads to humbleness. And the humbleness draws us closer to God and draws us close to each other. Amen? So a lot of time we just feel desperately need Jesus. It just overwhelms us. Does your environment overwhelm you? Does what happened to you almost overwhelm you? If it does, it may be God is at work in your life. Jesus is on the boat all the time. Everybody say all the time. All the time. He's faithful. He was with you. He is with you. He will be with you forevermore. That's who Jesus is. But sometimes we are not aware of his presence. Sometimes we just are not aware of because many reasons. Because we are out of focus, we are so afraid, and we are overwhelmed. We are overwhelmed of what happened to our lives. But Jesus, a lot of times, Jesus wants to bring us to a place beyond our, it's almost overwhelmed. It's out of our limit. It's out of something that you cannot bear. You cannot bear. You want to find help. Right? A lot of time for my life that I find myself is really overwhelmed. So I find help. I find Pastor Randy. When I do the accounting stuff, when I do my receipt stuff, you know, I am not a really extremely good organizer. So I just put everything. It takes hours of hours for me to organize everything together. So I find Pastor Randy. I say, Randy, could you help me with that? And the code, and right now we have a special accounting system. We have a code for everything, and helping me out. You know, just overwhelmed. Something overwhelmed me. I need help. I need Jesus to be with me. Enlightened. So Jesus is not trying to make us be afraid. Jesus is trying to enlighten the disciples. This brings me to the third point. Jesus is trying to revive the disciple. Revive them. Try to revive their heart. Enlighten their heart. And because Jesus is always on the boat with them. Always, always on the boat. No matter we are aware of it or not aware of it, Jesus always, he's always there. So in the Old Testament, God reminds the Israel how wonderful it was. You know, when the Israelites were in Egypt, when they were in Egypt, and Moses talked to the Pharaoh, say, we need to leave. And Pharaoh said, no, you are my treasure. You cannot leave. And Moses said, we need to go and serve God. He said, no. You cannot leave. You stay here and help us build a big, great building, and you are the group of people who are helping us. You are not supposed to leave. No. Who's your God? And how can... I don't listen to you. And Moses just repeatedly said to this Pharaoh, say, we need to leave and serve God. Please let us what? Go. Let us go. Let us go. Pharaoh, no. But God gave them a 10 times miracles in front of Pharaoh's. Not only to destroy Pharaoh. If God chose to destroy Pharaoh, he can destroy right away. Amen? He can destroy right away because God is so merciful. He did not intend to destroy Pharaoh right away because he loves Pharaoh as well. So he loves your enemy. Amen? He loves your enemy. He wants people to come back to him, including Pharaoh. 10 times miracles in front of Israelites. So vivid that the Israelites cannot forget. So I think God was trying to remind the Israelites how gracious God was to them. So after they took away from Egypt, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. What did they eat? Manna. Manna, just a little tiny cake. Tiny little cake. It's probably not as good as our cake. But it's very good. It's eatable. All right? It's small, and probably it's dissolved right away into the mouth, and you can feel full. Is manna good? Good. But Israelites didn't like it. He said, every day, 40 years, manna, I don't like it. And God said, you got to like it. So anyway, manna was their food. God provided from heaven every day. They're supposed to collect some. And on the fifth day, they collect twice. And so they could have every day, they have a food. So I think God was trying to remind them how gracious God is for them. Every time they eat manna, they were reminded of how faithful God is, how faithful, never change, and provision, and gracious, and merciful, and loving God, faithful God. That's God who God is. That's what Jesus is trying to revive the disciples in the real life situation. That God, Jesus was trying to tell the disciples how gracious he is to the disciples. After Jesus calmed the storm, and the disciples say, wow, who is this? And he calmed the storm for us in our lives. I bet disciples cannot forget in a real life situation. So a lot of things, before I close, I want to say that God is bringing us to a situation. It may be painful. It may be overwhelming. It may be unbearable. But God is not trying to destroy us. He loves us. He is always on the boat with us. Don't feel discouraged. Jesus loves us. He just awaits us. He always awaits us. He purposely fell into sleep on the boat because he is always awaits us to find him, to come and find him and be released from him. So he loves you. So I'm not sure if you have anything happening in your life. It's maybe overwhelming. He loves you. Remember, he loves you. He's faithful. He will do what he said he will do in your life. So just like the prodigal son, while the prodigal son was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. And Jesus is our Heavenly Father. He loves us. He always awaits us to find him, to calm the storm in our lives. So before I close, I'm going to invite the worship team to come. And I know it's a little bit over time, but I want to just to have a chance to pray with you. And maybe you have something you need to be prayed for. Maybe this is your first time that you have not given your life to Jesus. And you could come forward, and we will have some people, pastors and board members, we will pray for you, right? Pray for you. Pray for Jesus to help you, to give you peace in your life, right? So I'm going to sing a song. So I think you know this song, but we're not going to sing the whole thing. I'm only going to sing the chorus, all right? The chorus. But let us read this portion of the lyrics. Also, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior. And life more abundant and free. Life more abundant and free. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.